top of the moon. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me shaking, he just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud. Made my mama proud.
If you know like I know, top of the moon is bad.
I think I did all right with that one right there. That was all right.
You got to put some emphasis on it, brother. You shy.
No, no, no.
Don't be shy when singing, brother. We got to, let's do it again, brother.
Okay. If you know like I know.
Top of the moon is back. You got this. If you know like I know.
Look at the finger, too. What was the finger doing over there?
Top of the moon is back.
You got to sing with your fingers, huh?
Okay. They told me that in choir.
Just so y'all know, he told me to do that before the cameras went on. Me off.
What's that? Help me. Help me, God. No, sir. Watch out.
Yeah, like he on fire.
Help me. God, why me?
Yeah, and speaking of fire, the lady, what was her name? Rest in peace.
Ann Hatch.
RIP to her, man.
RIP. I saw her jump out the goddamn body
She
bag.
Did jump out the bag, though.
Man, what's going on?
It was a shock, though. It was a shock.
Shout out to Ann Hatch, man.
Damn, see, Free. Now, why you do that, brother? See, that was a different type of fire. That was fucked.
But before we get to that,
episode 34, by the way. but this episode is sponsored
and brought to you by
who's that trio?
Jack Spania.
Now, what does Jack do?
Man, he got a hell of a can catch, man. That's what oil catch can.
You got man, over there, man. Because you show the people.
Hey, do I?
Okay, let me see.
Come on, man.
Like you about to pull out one of them hammers?
Well, you know I got plenty of them now. You know what I'm saying? But when you have a Hellcat, you're gonna need this catch can.
Because is the Hellcat hooligans.
We are the Hellcat hooligans. So this is a legendary catch can, man. It helps you catch your oil and preserve.
You
got to
show the people that you just talking about. You ain't showing.
Boom. So look at this pot. There go ahead. Boom to the engine. Yep. You put on there. Boom. That's a catch can.
How's it go, though? Can you show the people how it works?
You tie this into the and you put this into and then bam, it catches the oil. And
boom.
You take this off at the bottom. You drink it.
Tell me, take it off.
Let me show you, bro. This is easy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You'll not do this, boy?
No. I got to
teach this boy how to do some thing, man. Boy don't know nothing.
And now the handyman. You the handyman.
I am. So you squeeze this motherfucker like this. He weak. He couldn't get it.
Okay, that's what it was?
But three of them can get it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but it ain't how it looked on last episode.
Look how easy. Come on now.
It's so embarrassing, too.
Nigga couldn't get it.
Embarrassing. Weak. There you go. The real man.
Black man.
He got it.
But look, oil can. Boom. Oh, good.
Okay, you know can I see one, brother?
Catch oil.
So you catch the oil right in here, man.
Right in your mouth.
You know what I mean? Damn, brother.
And they got the filter on there.
Okay, you got the filter do that to make sure it's working all with all the sufficient.
So use our promo code MOOK.
MOOK. How do you spell off. MOOK, brother?
Because some people M-O-O-K.
M-O-O-K.
Yeah, MOOK.
Capitalized and lowercase.
It's all the same. However you want to do it. However, you know, your motherfucker be dyslexic. You know what I'm saying? They gotta see it big. Buckeye motherfucker. So yeah, MOOK. Get 10% off the order. You know what I'm saying?
They might got to put on there like the grandma text message. You know how you can zoom in.
Bold letters. See people with them. I'm like, damn, iPhone's so big.
You all right?
Yeah, brother. You got epilepsy?
Oh, shit.
Motherfucker got multiple sclerosis.
Oh, Lord!
Motherfucker can't watch no 3D movie. Bad epilepsy,
there you go,
eye, motherfucker.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker. But man, get this right here, man. Shout out to our sponsor of today's video. Legendary company. You had one of these in your Hellcat, right?
I did. I had one in the original Hellkeezy, man. You know what I'm saying? It was legendary, and it works, man. So, and it's good to have. You don't want to have that oil just flying all in your engine.
You don't
all
want
around.
That, man.
You don't need that. You know, trust me, I just dealt with a Hellcat red eye bill. $40,000 cash I had to pay.
Whole engine blowed out that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Shout out to Josh Arendt, you little bastard. Motherfucker ain't giving a nigga a dime.
Shout out to Josh Arendt.
Not a test message or nothing.
Make sure y'all go subscribe to his channel, man. We actually had Josh Arendt out here on the podcast. That's what Three's referring to.
I just seen him today, the other day, too.
Oh, yeah, at the car thing?
Yeah.
Okay, legendary, man. But yeah, man, episode 34, we back, man. You know what I'm saying? And who's this video sponsored to you by again, brother?
Jack Spina. How you say it?
Spina, brother.
Spina.
Yeah, motherfucker can't speak.
Come spend your money with Jack Spina Racing.
You know what I'm saying? Get your oil catch can, man.
And make sure you follow the Top of the Mook Clips channel.
For sure.
And comment below on one of the good clips. I'm going to pick one winner. And send them that cash can for you, man.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to bless you with it's for the Hellcat.
Yeah, and then while you're over there subscribing to Top of the Mook Podcast Clips and doing everything Three just told you to do, make sure y'all go to Top of the Mook Podcast on Instagram. We're going to be going live on there, so that way y'all can ask us questions directly. We'll be answering y'all questions for the people that want to tap in, ask questions, and be live with us and interact with us. Top of the Mook Podcast Instagram. All the information is in the description below, along with Jack Spina information as well. You know what I'm saying? But this is episode 34, brother.
This is episode
34. And it's a good quality shirt, too, in case y'all was wondering.
I like that one. You see the little knit mook at the end?
Yeah, man. It was a checker mook, man.
That's crazy. Oh, it got writing on the back, too.
Damn. Oh, yeah, got the full understanding now.
Playing now.
Yeah, it gets stanky now.
Shout out to Jack. Never but anybody stanky. Else want to sponsor like an episode? The dope color, absolutely. By the way. Good detail to everything. Anybody sure. else want to sponsor a partnership with Top of the Moop, make sure you email me at ballornothingelse@yahoo.com or Precious. DM me directly at Mr. Organic. You know what I'm saying? One word, Mr. Then Organic. And Organic with a K instead of a C. For any partnership, sponsorship, shout outs, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You want to put something on the mic, put something on the wall, whatever you want to do, clothing, whatever. We with that. You know
what I'm saying? You got water? You got energy drinks?
Energy drink, everything. Even though I got my own brand, organiclifestyle.com, you can't get
you got some Kush?
Whatever, man. Whatever you want. Dispensary, whatever. CBD?
Edibles?
Shrooms?
Oh, shit.
Crack cocaine?
Toad?
Yeah.
Methamphetamines?
Whatever. Heroin?
No, let me stop.
Fentanyl?
Just a whiff, though, because we can't have too much. Because you touch it, just boom.
Yeah, just give me a little bit, man.
Yeah, you want it, can't smell it either. Got to be sealed and, you know what I mean? Safe.
Signed, sealed, delivered, man.
Yeah, man, yeah.
But we're just playing, don't do drugs.
Yeah, don't do that.
Drugs in my life, man. I'm all about the Daryl Coke, man. You hear me? So keep it real, lackadaisical.
Alcohol, though.
Never in my life. Yeah, I've been pure, man. Pure written in
the just
knuckles.
You was just drunk yesterday, brother. Quit lying
I'm
to
drunk
the
right now.
That might be worse for your system than alcohol.
Good. Yeah. I could choose what I want to choose to poison my body.
That's a fact. Long as it ain't alcohol, because then it wouldn't
just
be organic.
Just like raw pussy.
But that's not organic
Black
either.
Man.
Who gives a fuck?
Episode 34 starting off with a bit neg, too.
Got big, to do it. Got to do it, baby. I said I got to do it.
Damn.
Michael Jackson.
I think I did all right with my little singing note. I did all right.
How'd you do it?
It was weak as fuck.
Let me hear it, brother.
Nah, I don't want to do it again.
If you know
I'm
like
discouraged,
I
brother. That bothered me. I don't like the fact that you threw me under the bus, man.
I threw you under the bus and I took you up out of there.
Yeah, but now look, now the people out there going to see shit for every some can't sing. God damn, I
they
going
to roast you.
Man, God shit.
They expose
please
you.
Get this video thumbs expose, up if you're on YouTube.
Expose.
If you're on Spotify,
saying.
5-star.
Oh, definitely that Spotify.
At least let my roast be of worth something.
Can you please do that?
And make sure y'all watch this whole
because
episode.
You got to know they demonetizing every goddamn
so you
got
to watch it from beginning to end.
So help us out somewhere you can.
Shit.
At least stream it on the platform.
Because we going to be consistent, Voin.
We ain't playing with them.
We told y'all understand. We was back.
We did season one. It was
shout out to DC the Composer.
Shout out to DC the Composer. Got there for Reed.
For sure. I didn't forget you, Fareed. I didn't forget you.
You forgot about you. I got you, brother.
I did a little bit, though. I ain't gonna lie.
You with me, brother.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
But listen up, though. you got to understand, people, like, they demonetizing podcasts and long extended content for some reason. We don't know, but it is what it is. We're part of the program right now. We're going to find a way about. But in the meantime, in between time, help us grow. How can you do that? Either get that membership right here on Top of the MOOC. You know, hit those likes, share, subscribe, tell a friend, and tell a friend. That definitely is going to help because every single podcast put a private size to has been demonetized. Yeah. So we're going to do our part no matter what. We're going to grind. We're going for end game. But, you know, help us out if you can. Support the campaign, you know?
Factual. It's factual. So what we got on the agenda for today?
Well,
man?
Today on the agenda, man, we forgot to bring this up last podcast, man. It was I think she a nurse, right?
Mm.
She was traveling down the street, I think like La Brea or something.
Yeah.
Going over 100 miles an hour. I mean, faster than a motherfucker, man. Then hit another car. Killing 6 people, man. Trying to commit suicide, and the bitch didn't die. But she killed 6 people.
Why you grab an oil catch?
Because I want a goddamn shovel in her fucking ass.
Okay.
I'd have helped her, you know what I'm saying? Speed up the process. But
she was probably trying to read to go, the speed to go catch the oil catch can that.
Need that Jack Spinion.
Jack Spinion, motherfucker.
Yeah, she probably need that in there to help her from goddamn driving that ignorant.
Yeah, you know but she saying? Was out of pocket though. And then the fact was, they said they ain't find no drugs or alcohol or nothing in her system, just pure mental illness.
Said she was, nah, I don't think it's mental illness, but we ain't gonna save her like that. Then she was arguing with her man, they say. You know what I'm saying? Allegedly.
Going 100? Listen.
Going 100 miles an hour down
I drove
busy
down that street a billion
busy.
Times. I've been down there a billion times. Listen. What? 100?
Wow.
Nah, bro. Something's going on where that's mental illness, man.
And the thing about it, she's an ICU nurse, so she know what's gonna happen.
She's an ICU nurse.
Yep, ICU nurse was arrested after she plowed through a red light and killed a pregnant mom, her boyfriend, a baby boy, along with 3 others in a horrible crash. She was allegedly drunk and fighting with her partner. But they said she wasn't drunk. Partner, she might be gay. They said allegedly. Said partner there. I don't know.
Also, so, oh, they are. You know, I thought they didn't
LBJQ,
find.
LBJQ.
Oh, shit. There you go. Look, I thought that they wasn't...
Because that's recently. Now they found out she had none in her system.
Oh, because at first they were saying that she wasn't none of that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So now there is.
No, no, she wasn't. This is older. It's an older
okay.
But for what we know now, they said it was nothing in her system when she went to court. She had a big old Baraka type from Street Fighter afro and shit looking crazy. Yeah, bitch, you ain't crazy. Stupid. You just was mad at your man.
You talking about the green man hair?
Yeah, yeah.
With the orange hair?
Yeah, that was her. Okay. She looked like that, trying to act like she crazy. Bitch, you ain't crazy. You was dick crazy. You were dickmatized.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
I thought you just said she was on the other side, though.
Might be too. She might have had a big strap
double,
on.
Double dipping type.
Yeah, she might have a strap on shoved it in deep in both orifices.
I feel so bad for the pregnant woman and the kid.
That's
bro.
Crazy,
like,
bro.
Come on.
That's terrible, man. RIP to them. Very sad. Broad daylight. She's pregnant. You know, six people in that car and all of them died.
You know what's crazy? When people do dumb shit like that, like, it's like, the thing is like, man, I don't promote nobody doing suicide or nothing like that. But if you out trying to do some dumb shit like that and you don't want to live no more, just go kill your motherfucking self.
Yeah, man.
Don't do that shit with people, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
why are you trying to find a way to do that amongst the public and going through busy streets? Like, what rational person? I mean, motherfucker ain't rational, but...
Clearly not.
But how you think that's the way to go, though?
Yeah, because, like, now you didn't put it in so many innocent people's lives out of there. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can understand, like, I heard this saying, like, so many people take just for granted the blessings of just being able to make it home.
Oh, that's a blessing.
When you leave that house, and that's why I tell my wife, that's one thing I love about just being home. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything can happen anywhere. You don't want to be too house pocketed up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you don't want to be too reclusive. You got to get out every now and again. But that's one thing I really appreciate, just being a dormitory person, reclusive.
Most definitely.
I like being just home.
Yeah.
Watching TV, chilling with some good food.
That's a blessing. It's a blessing.
It's a blessing, bro.
Yeah. Every time I used to go out, especially when I...
You ain't got
to
worry about nothing when you're at home.
When you come home, you're like, man, I made it home tonight. That's a blessing. It is. Facts. Waking up and making it home.
Yep.
It's a 100%, blessing. Don't ever
a lot of people take that shit for granted. Yep, exactly.
Don't do it, man.
So all them people that makes me sad about that is that all them people had plans on going home. They were either on their way home, going somewhere till they go home. Like, you were just going about your day, and then something like that happened. And that's just a catastrophe, bro. And
man,
then the fact that it wasn't just like a random, this was a motherfucking person that chose to make this decision. Clearly the motherfucking lights red, the traffic ain't even going that way. So you going 100 just acting purely dumb, blowing through shit.
Brutally dumb.
What the fuck
and
is
you killed six people, took six souls off this earth. And yo, stanky, raggedy goddamn.
An unborn baby and a baby.
Kangaroo mouth ass still alive, you bitch.
So here's the thing. That was God saying, like, if you was trying to kill yourself and you said to other people, no, you about to live and suffer.
Yep. They're going to be even more saying? Painful.
You about to live and suffer. And you going, what was that? Immortals.
Nigga, King Hyperion.
He said the suffering has just begun.
Now your pain has begun.
Now your pain has begun. There we go. Thank you.
Killed his goddamn mama.
See what
I'm saying? That was her. That's what you get.
That
bitch.
Was her.
You still
you know
alive. You got to go through the agony. And dude going to be still fucking good. Raw, or your boy, whoever, boy, girl, whatever is going on. Still going to be getting real electric and something new.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
What was that, man? It was recent where a dude killed the girl or something. And then remember I sent to you?
It was two kids. Dude was on live.
Dude on live. Before he pulled this up, man.
Yeah.
Let me tell something about you niggas with this shit, man.
Yeah,
you
know guy on Facebook Live.
With three kids.
Yeah, three kids.
Killed
himself and the kids on live.
Because the girl ain't coming home and all this weird shit.
Right.
Like, here's the thing.
It's
man.
All because of you. He was yelling and at the dumb.
See, and that's what I want to talk about. You ain't even going to come home? What?
Man.
My nigga, listen, here's the thing, bro. Just go fuck you some pussy. Go be done with her. Raise your kids. There's a million other pussies out there, man. Just go out there and fucking. And here's the thing. You killing your kids.
Right.
What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
How
what the kids do?
I had nothing to do with it. And then all she going to do is go wake up the next day.
And go get
sad.
Some dick.
Right. Or the dish she already had.
Eventually.
He going to really take care of it now. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't understand people that want to, especially the kids, though.
Yeah.
Why the kids, brother?
Yeah, that's.
If you gonna do, I ain't gonna tell you to do nothing.
Don't
why
do.
Why you gonna find the bitch, man?
But here's the thing. Don't do none of it. Don't kill the kids. Don't kill the bitch. Kill yourself. If you want to kill somebody and you tripping over like this and you acting that dumb, I don't promote suicide. Nobody should. Call suicide hotline if you need, if you
that's
have suicidal thoughts. You know what I'm saying?
Help yourself, brother.
But if you're insisting on killing somebody and your kids are next to you, your wife's there, your girl, or anything like that, just go knock yourself back.
Yeah, leave
don't
them,
do
leave
that
them
to
out
the kids.
It,
don't do that shit to the kids.
Leave
man.
Them out of it, man.
Damn, you know that shit's some weird old shit.
Go plan B yourself, brother.
Don't,
we don't need you.
Get
we don't need
gone,
you,
on man.
Earth.
You gonna go? And then you want the woman go cheat? You want to go kill the nigga that had no business?
Right.
He was just doing what he was doing. He was out. He was, a bitch was going.
Right.
He knocked her back, and you mad at the nigga? You want to kill him?
That's crazy.
And then you want to kill the girlfriend because she wanted to fuck somebody else other than you?
Right. I ain't helping nothing. She gonna go fuck him anyway. Put a.
Yeah.
Killed man kills himself and kids on Facebook Live.
Yeah, Free was having a hard time over there, wasn't he?
Goddamn, brother.
Type stuck like Chuck, wasn't it?
Yeah. Let me just help you with guy.
I thought maybe he had a different strategic plan on how he was. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
He's going to help you, brother. Yeah. But to tell you the truth, there's probably a lot of them other people who do that shit all the time. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, get him some scrutiny. You know what I'm saying?
But thing is it's weird because it's just like, why do you feel like it's the end of the world if your girl, like, just be done with her.
Just be over with, bro. We want you out there. You know what I'm saying? They got a little memorial with the Care Bears up there, man, for the kids. And it's so sad, bro. You know what
I'm saying?
It's
horrible.
R.I.P. to them kids.
Go to images, Free. Click on images. Let me see something, man. Help my dog out real quick. And then
it's hard to find. I told you, a lot of these crazy motherfuckers in the world, man.
Yeah, he ain't lying.
He ain't none of the one I know. His light-skinned little weirdo.
You know what? I just go to a DM. I sent it to you.
Oh, you did?
I did, remember?
You're going to find it, man.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, man, anybody out there, bro, let me put it like this, man. Anybody that's going through something, make sure you go get some help psychologically. You know what I'm saying? You're going to need that. Find somebody you can talk to.
What'd you call it? What?
Psychologically.
It's like, okay. I just want to make sure I heard it correctly.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, brother. You got, need some Q-tips?
Oh, yeah. No, I got the earphones
okay,
in, brother.
Okay, let me just slap the motherfuckers off your goddamn head. Like a Wiz Khalifa did the DJ.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that was brutal.
That was fucked up.
That was brutal, man.
Shout out to Wiz Khalifa. But, yeah, man, just get some help, man. It's, you got somebody you need to talk to, find you a friend, you know what I mean? Cause it's, I don't know what's going on.
We got a lot of
DMs.
We send a lot of each other.
Yeah, we
DMs.
Laugh at a lot of stuff in this world, bro. This one funny. This is serious. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, facts.
But RIP to them. RIP to the people that in that car crash. Like, people just reckless out here with themselves, man. I don't know what the hell is going on. I just want people to get some help, man. I can't help you. Help your damn self.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Call goddamn. They got a hotline, don't they?
They definitely do, man. Suicide hotline, man. Y'all definitely got to. If you have suicidal thoughts and all that, man. Y'all definitely need to check
for
into
sure.
that, man.
We need to find that.
There we
man.
Go. I just sent it to your DMs.
So we can put it in the goddamn. We gotta put in the description, man.
There's another one over there too. Not that one, Free. That's the next one.
We gotta find one of them hotline numbers and put it in the description for the people.
Yeah.
So
they
help them out.
No,
man.
For sure. We definitely got to, man, because suicide and those having those kind of thoughts is a very serious thing, man. And mental health and mental illness is a real thing.
But you know what though? I don't think it's that much of mental health. I think it's just a suck ass nigga, man.
Hey, man, that's what I say, but, yeah. You know, there's politically correct ways to go about
saying
it. Yeah, I think
he's just a lame, suck-a-duck-ass nigga. He ain't even a mental nigga, just
weirdo.
Yeah,
he just definitely a lame-ass
nigga. Yeah, tender-dick
nigga,
you know what I'm saying?
Big tender-dick, for sure.
That's probably what it is, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
You can't help them type niggas.
No.
I just thought about it.
They burnt toast.
Yeah, you can't help them.
Look how he looks.
Hey, play that shit for real. Play it real quick, man. You know what I'm saying? Look, because
like, nigga like Oklahoma. Look at him, man.
This is crazy. I said,
let's turn this up.
You for it. You ain't gonna come home, baby.
What?
You want to come home like I'm a sucker. So watch this, Gayla. Watch
this. Admitted being a sucker.
City police say Little John, the three kids, and their mom all lived together. They were called after Little John went Facebook Live, making threats to kill himself and the kids. The officers sending the helicopter for a bird's eye view, and were in the process of getting an Amber Alert out. But that call came in just minutes too late. Wow.
The vehicle the man was driving pulled up into a neighborhood and parked at 4:11. This would have been about 3 minutes before police were notified.
Wow.
Sadly, he executed his own children and then turned the gun on himself.
The oldest child, just 6 years old.
Wow. The officers and detectives, they just looked more heartbroken than
wildlife. He kills kids. Wildlife.
Three of them. The oldest is 6 years old. Man, that's crazy. You can stop it free. But yeah, man, it's a.
No, I want to hear the part from the beginning, Free, because there was more acting dumb. The part where he's like.
This is going to be the last time. This will be the last video I make. God rest my soul. Wook, Ovia Foreman, you are responsible for your part in this.
Don't blame her.
You chose to be a destroyer, right? It's okay. Fine. You hold this. Take this with you. Tata, wow.
Them wows said it all right there.
Wow!
Them wows is crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
Giving yourself
all right, you good, Fred.
You've given me STD.
Giving yourself away to men.
Oh, giving me STD.
Give me STD.
Look at the blinking and all that. And you bitches out there, choose wisely, man. Stop fucking all these weirdo niggas and giving them good pussy. Bitch pussy got to be good. You know what I'm saying? That's all you got to think about it, though.
Oh, Lord!
The nigga just 29. He had three kids with her. Pussy got to be smacking.
Yeah, big.
Before acting that dumb, she must have had that cream of wheat, man.
He's putting the cream pie in there every
for
time.
For sure.
Yeah, he couldn't pull out, couldn't resist himself.
And she's still running out and about.
Yeah.
Bitches, you got good pussy. Stop giving to these tender dick ass niggas, man. You're putting everybody in jeopardy out this motherfucker. From kids to motherfuckers like me and everybody else in this world. If your pussy is good and sweet and gushy and creamy and juicy, don't give it to these 10 dick lame motherfuckers, man. They're trying to kill everybody out this motherfucker, man. You hear me? Save the world, bitch. See, tie that pussy up and only give it to real niggas. Stop giving it to these fucking lames, man.
But you're not lying, though.
It's, you know, you get
you're
what
not
I'm saying?
Lying. I definitely get what you're saying, but you're definitely not lying.
Put niggas in danger, baby.
You just so.
Kids in there and hide the kids, have to hide the niggas, have the rich niggas, the cool niggas. They putting us at risk, man. Pussy too good. Got these motherfuckers going postal out this bitch, man. God
screaming to the top of his lungs.
Had, pussy had to be good. Got three of them out that joint that quick. That motherfucker got that hot.
Back to back, big three feet tight. Yeah.
Got that easy bake oven pussy.
Yeah, damn, man.
That nigga make them kids quick in that motherfucker, man.
So let's dissect this one piece at a time. Because in case there is some tender dick niggas out there watching this right now, and right. You happen to be supporters of us and you like what we say because it's entertaining and you man, aspire to be up. This. First layer, right? He's talking about all that shit, can't come home. Did he sit in there saying that she didn't cheat on him, gave him STDs?
Right.
Listen, fellas, if your girl ain't completely in love with your dick so much to the point and you that she ain't out there moving and grooving like that, let her to go.
Let
right?
her go, bro.
Cool. Okay, let's say right here. Let's say your shit, because this happens now. Let's say your shit so goddamn top level with the understanding and the propaganda when you laying it down in that pussy and you dropping lumber real proper.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you might turn a good girl bad.
No question, because then she wanted to see some others.
There you go. You see? So it could be like that, too.
Because the bitch done found a motherfucking vampire, she might want to see what a motherfucking thing from the Black Lagoon talking about.
100%. She don't know you Dracula and right? that you the best.
Right.
She just know you a vampire.
She might want to see what a werewolf do. There's other creatures out there now.
What a lichen might be like.
There's other creatures out there now. Don't get it fucked up. Hold on now.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you love all things about comic books? The stories, the art, the characters, the creators? Then listen to Comics Discourse 114, where three friends discuss both current and classic comic books from all publishers and the creators behind them.
Don't get it fucked up or misconstrued.
Don't you do that, because this is very possible. You see what I'm saying? And in the case that that happens, you must let the bitch fly.
Got to.
Let her flap her wings. Let her do her shit. And don't you dare have no feelings or emotional shit tied to her. Because if you do, you're going to look like this fucking nigga.
Straight
up.
You
see what I'm saying? So that happening to him, there's no way. He should just let her go. And then now, okay, cool. Happens to niggas all the time, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes, hey, you're fucking some good pussy, and then next thing you know, it's never happened to you, it's never happened to me,
right?
But then the nigga cream pie. I don't see how you accidentally cream pie three times,
yeah.
But then next thing, and then all the babies are here.
That's crazy.
If that happens, you got to be okay with what you fucking with and know, and because at that point, three kids, you know what you signed up for, brother.
No question about
you know
it.
What I'm saying? So it wasn't her first time from what he said.
No.
So learn your lesson, go about your business, let her fly, take care of your kids, man. Take care of your kids and just know whatever come with her. Hey, man, I understand some women leverage kids too, is all that shit. They be doing some real psychopathic
they
shit.
They definitely do that.
So there is two sides to every story, but to the shit that this nigga did, ain't nothing motherfucking right. There's no way you can justify killing them kids because she then went off and got some dick.
That's
you know
crazy.
What I'm saying? What?
And I think it goes back too to the, listen, you niggas out here who having kids and raising boys up, make sure you give them game on how not be lame over some pussy, man.
Right.
Because y'all putting these niggas in jeopardy, too, by not raising these little boys right.
But maybe his people are the same way they raised him.
That's
clearly.
What I'm saying. So it's yeah. a line of goddamn tender dick lame.
But
niggas.
Like you and Max said, man, some motherfuckers just don't got it, bro.
That's not for sure.
Some motherfuckers just don't
it's
got
hard.
It,
it's hard. Everybody ain't goddamn, you know what I'm saying? We find a button now.
One of the ones.
Yeah, so it's fact. Tough, bro. So evidently somebody's the wrong this dude from the birth and everyone wasn't raised right.
Few or chromosomes bitch, missing.
Or that bush put that hot microwave honey bun motherfucking goulash
but ain't
on that
no
nigga.
Pussy that good, my nigga. For to where three. You to where you gonna kill your three kids?
Damn.
What the fuck? Hell no,
and
man.
And then left her alive because the pussy's so good he didn't want it to go off earth. No, stop, man. Stop.
Oh, Lord!
Bro, yeah. But here's the thing, and that's why he's the absolute lamest to me.
Right.
Is the kids one.
Did they put the name of her on there?
No, see you.
I just want to Google it. See what she looking like. She might be thick, boy. Fat.
Boy,
ass
you was a crazy.
Can I see?
I don't even know what the fuck to
oh,
say.
Lord. Oh no! Okay. Black oh, man, fucked damn. Up or Mrs. Green?
I just want to see her on Instagram. I'm gonna find Instagram. Cause the bitch man for me to do that. I want to meet her. Shit. I know I can handle it. She got to be fine, brother. I want to see what she looking like. Do they got a picture of her anywhere in the world?
I would, no, brother.
I'm going to look it up. I'm going to find her.
So here's the thing.
Now I'm going to see if that pussy good shit.
Because then you're going to come on the podcast, tell everybody, was it even like that type?
I ain't going to say her name or nothing. I'm just going to describe the
you
scenario.
You going to get her in the vlog type? Because you do be king of downtown type.
Shoosh! Got to do that.
You got to let her. She's mourning right now, brother. You,
I can help her. I'm a rich nigga. What, she want to go to Barbados? I'll take her to Bali.
That ain't going to help none. She lost shit. Three kids, brother.
Shit. I mean, I ain't going to say that. I ain't going to help her on that degree. Going to help a little bit. Go to Bali or something, go to Louis Vuitton, you know what I'm saying? Just stick it, man. Eat that pussy.
Oh, Lord!
Hey, man, listen, here's the thing. So let's get back to talking about this nigga, man, because things going off the deep end. Listen,
wherever she at, baby, let me see if you
you're
hear
spiraling,
this,
brother.
Send me a DM, baby. Let me see what you look like. Preferably ass picture. I'm an ass and pussy man. I ain't gonna bitches send me pictures of their titties. I don't care about your titties.
Okay.
I want to see ass and pussy. Okay? Can I see that?
You want to see her?
Yeah. I just want to make sure everything's supposed to be where it's supposed to be.
Cause if he acting like that, don't that seem like some shit you'd want to stay away from, brother?
Damn. Oh Lord!
I want some.
Nobody's doubting if crack is a hell of a high.
It was like why? Cause it's like, remember the girl Casey Anthony drowned the kid and all that, and I wanted to fuck that bitch, man.
Damn,
I wanted to see what that pussy was about. That crazy bitch got some good pussy sometimes. Bitch ain't gonna drown me, but she might get you. Hey brother, I beat the dog shit out of that bitch. Try to drown me, bitch. Draco.
Wake up with a bag on your head.
Yeah, straight up. Bitch, what you doing all day? I bite. I get to kicking and shit. You know, I'm a wild now. I get to be karate kicking and shit, biting pussy. I do everything.
God.
But yeah, I wanted to fuck Casey Andy, man. I'm like, damn, she look kind of cute.
Yeah. I'm not down to three of them because you are the only.
Damn.
I know. So,
but yeah, so I don't know
about it.
But let me just say, she needs some hug.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure she does, brother. Yeah, but I don't know if she need a hug and some dick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. She's mourning right now, brother. Yeah, but here's the thing.
That's sad.
Well, the reason why I think he was lame as fuck, not only because of the antics that y'all are seeing from this nigga, right? But also, one, he killed his kids, right? Then next thing you know, that's the ultimate fuck shit. But then not only that, but then next thing you know, you killed yourself after you killed your kids. So you clearly didn't want to live with yourself and what you want to do.
Right.
And then not only that, on top of that, you can't stand up on your shit. But then on top of that, nigga, you left her here to... Because you want to make a point sitting there saying, oh, this one's on you. Right. Like, the blood's on your hands. No, the blood's not on your hands. It's on you, you fucking weirdo.
Yeah,
you're a fucking weirdo.
She can make some more kids, you goofball ass nigga. And you're out of here, and the kid's going, that's
but don't get me wrong, she going to be fucked up.
Oh, extremely.
But what a whole
and
ass
nigga. And then you try to go out viral type, going live with it.
Fucking.
Why are you doing niggas this, boy?
So you mean to tell me you care more about her and that pussy than you cared about your own kids?
No question about it.
And you mad she fucking some other nigga?
You're not coming home. Nigga went crazy.
What the fuck?
You're like that one dude that
and
said,
no matter
hey.
What, when she's done mourning and going through her shit, she gonna get some more dick.
Right.
So what are you, and time heals all wounds. Now don't get me wrong, those demons will always be with her.
No
and
question.
Then she's gonna be fucked up dealing with whatever nigga that she talks to next, whether it's three of them or some other nigga, right? The thing is it's gonna be traumatic for her because she fully understands now what a crazy motherfucker is capable of. Fully could have three kids,
right.
And then fully out of nowhere just do some shit like that. Nigga, she was probably going to come home. She probably just wanted to go get some dick real quick,
right,
brother.
She's going
to
come back to you. She's got to take care
damn,
of the kids.
Damn, relax,
the pampers
nigga.
And shit.
Shit, she got your lame ass to come back to. Hey, just sit back, do your role, man.
Come on, brother.
Because clearly relax. You ain't waxing that pussy good enough if she out, you know what I'm saying?
Come on, champ.
So come on, man. Y'all, nigga act like she wasn't going to come back. You got three kids with her, nigga.
She coming back.
She coming back, brother.
She done came back and gave you chlamydia.
Damn, yeah, but she going to come back. She might give you what you don't want, but you got something.
But she come back, just pop a little pill.
And clearly, she's clearly your dick weak, nigga, and she still came back and gave you chlamydia.
Relax.
So that means she lets you slide again.
The jig is up.
So she like you.
So she like you enough to, even though you're dick weak, to keep fucking you.
Could have talked it out, brother.
She could have just said, fuck you, man. Get your ass out of here, nigga. Take three kids and dip. That's what she should have did.
That's what she should have did with a say the Lord. A
fucking weirdo nigga.
Now we got all this misery on this earth, man. That's sad, bro.
Crazy, man.
Damn. Speaking of, like, misery, too. Like,
all jokes aside, man, go get some fucking help if you got problems
like
that.
Yeah, for real.
That.
Get some
you
help. Get somebody to talk to, man. Get some real niggas
take
around
three
you.
Three innocent kids'
you know
lives.
Saying? That's crazy,
fuck,
man.
And then that's the instance I was talking about. My bad. That's
no,
the instance
good.
I was talking about, y'all. When I say, like, I don't promote suicide. I think if you got suicidal thoughts, you got mental health problems, go get help.
Right.
This is 2022. There's a line around the fucking block around the people that's willing to fucking help, right? And or you have friends. Tell them motherfuckers what you're thinking about doing. If you got some real motherfuckers next to you, you're going to be like, man, if you don't get the fuck out of here,
right.
They're going to give you some real understanding.
Yeah, come here, man. Sit down, bro.
But after all of that being said, if you're still, after you went and got help, you talk to all your homies and all your closest friends and people that's going to tell you some real shit, and then you still having suicidal thoughts and you're talking about killing your kids and your fucking bitch because she off getting some dick, man, just kill yourself.
Suicide hotline, for real.
Damn. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, suicide hotline.
That nigga put logic hotline.
Yeah,
so free.
Yeah, free crazy, man.
Suicide hotline, bro.
But the thing is, we'll
get y'all a number
if you're dead set on killing everybody and just getting out, just do it to yourself and don't be trying to kill innocent fucking people.
Facts.
You want to kill somebody, just get your fucking self out of there. If you ain't trying to get help and you ain't fucking getting no help and you still, and then everybody in the world is trying to help you and then you still are dead set on killing some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is wrong with people, man?
I don't know, bro. It's actually like discouraging to see shit like this because it's suicide.
Would you rather motherfucker kill their kids or kill themselves, three?
Man, they got to go. You know what I'm saying?
Preferably. Which one?
Them all day.
Who's them?
The person. Shit, definitely not the kids, hell. Yo. Contact me at ballnothingelse@yahoo.com. And you can DM me on Instagram. That's your organic one word. I got a trip to Hawaii for you, baby, and some long one for you, and some long meat for you.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Change the trajectory of your life. Yeah, but anyway, bad. Yeah, what I'm about to say, Jay the Youngin, right? He got killed not too long ago, so RIP to him too, okay. Right?
I'm not very too familiar, though.
Yeah, we talked about it before, man. Can you click that for me for Reed right there? Jay the Youngin right there, and the little black nigga, the ugly black niggas right there. So what happened was, you know, RIP to him. Everybody said, man, won't you do something, man? Your homeboy dead. I said, well, his brother went around and got to get to shooting and shit, trying to, you know, revenge his brother's death. Now his ass in jail. You know what I'm saying? So now, Jay the Youngin dead, now his brother in jail for trying to shoot people for his retaliation, man. So who helped out here in this world? That way y'all be telling people to do this, man, and look where it gets you.
Yep.
One dead, one in jail.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why this street both shit ain't up for everybody. Yeah,
yep, facts.
Like, that's the ultimate outcome of being in the streets. You either die or go to jail. So this is a complete understanding right here in their own family, man. So FG Famous, shout out to you for being a stand-up guy. But nigga, that shit ain't smart. That shit ain't cool. Like, now look at it. Your family is super mourning, man.
Damn. Yeah, want to let these fans know that he is sorry, and the feds said he will not be attending. So we'll not be seeing him for the last time. Damn. Damn, yeah. That's...
So the fed picked him up, man. You know, he spun like y'all be saying, man, you ain't doing nothing about your homeboy. That's what I'm saying. Like, people on the internet be talking, they don't know about reality. Like,
yeah.
if you want somebody to go shoot at somebody or kill somebody that killed your friends or family, it's called jail. It's right. Called prison, or it's called death. Like, yep. That shit ain't no positive outcome, man.
Facts.
It ain't no positive outcome from it, bro.
Motherfuckers just be talking. That's why I say the internet ain't real. That's why I refuse to let social media ever consume anything with my motherfucking time. Because the thing is, it's all smoke and mirrors, right? It's the same people that are saying, man, you ain't doing shit. Man, they getting slapped every motherfucking day. It's childhood. They ain't did shit. Motherfucker right. Beating them up. They ain't never stood up for themselves, but they ain't trying to tell somebody else to go stand up for his motherfucking
just don't
people.
Make sense.
I don't like that shit,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, straight up, man.
I can't stand you kind of motherfuckers, man.
Niggas is weirdos,
y'all
man.
Want to tell the motherfucker what they should do, and you ain't never did shit. You know what I'm saying?
So shit your
well,
ass.
Well, Rick Ross say, man, motherfuckers, these motherfuckers ain't even in the game, and they trying to talk about the niggas
ain't
in the
even
game.
In the game.
LeBron talked about that too on the shop, on the barbershop show recently. We was talking
all
about
these opinions.
And he was like, yeah, all these motherfucking opinions, motherfuckers ain't never even been in the fucking arena, man.
So why are we even like,
y'all ain't never even stepped foot on the floor.
How
you don't
dare
know
you?
The pressures, you don't know what motherfucking thinking, you don't know you got real life shit going on. Yeah, motherfuckers talking about one motherfucking basketball game.
Right.
You niggas are crazy, man. Like I said, and you know it's crazy because even after all that shit with Ben Simmons, you got all these motherfuckers talking. Y'all, do y'all do realize the nigga got hundreds of million dollars in his account while you talking
hundreds
to this nigga
of,
like
he had
this.
Enough money to sit there and let 20 go by.
And
care.
Y'all talking about this nigga jumper. Everybody that's sitting there saying this shit, can you shoot better than this nigga?
And it's crazy that they
trolled
that man.
For the niggas that can't shoot better than him. For right. The niggas that can't shoot better than him.
Which is probably one out of
can
a
you
billion.
Beat this nigga one-on-one?
Impossible.
Get the fuck out of here. Y'all niggas is crazy. Because no nigga that's of that stature is talking shit about this nigga, man.
Nope. And they you trolled that man to get traded. Trolled that man to mental health problems, man.
For sure.
And it's hard for you to say not to let that get into your brain. But damn. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That shit
for
is
sure.
It's no joke. You know what I'm saying?
It is no joke. You know what I'm saying? If you let that shit penetrate your motherfucking psyche. You know what I'm saying? This is fucking curtains. You know right. What I'm saying? Because that's why I say I refuse to any of them motherfucking shits. Because at the end of the day, you got people that built their whole career off of trolling niggas.
Right. That's
Skip
true.
Skip Bayless, man.
Yep, he's trolling. He don't believe none of that stuff he said.
And then shit he just said, you could tell he's just throwing that shit out of his mouth. You know right. What I'm saying? And I'm not attacking him as a person.
There's a lot of them, shit.
Do you see what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. The thing is, I kind of am a little bit. Because the thing is if you're a person that could build, I could never respect somebody that built their whole career off of talking shit about other people. You know what I'm saying? People ain't tuning in to see you.
Right.
You got people tuning in because you're talking shit about people that's liked and loved.
Downgrading people. So it's not like, you're talking about stuff that's going on.
Big Caucasian, man.
You're talking about directly about an individual and deliberately fucking up their life, yeah. their finances, their family. Like, that's what you're doing when you do stuff like that, when you constantly sure. badger one person over and over and over and over and over
again. For sure.
That got nothing to do with the sport. You know what I'm saying? Like, it go past the sport where you just keep on targeting one person.
Right.
Should be ashamed of themselves, man. That shit lame as fuck to me.
100%. I think you the biggest motherfucking lame. You just about as bad as that motherfucker on that video that killed his kids. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? On some real shit. Because you basing everything off of just, like you said, it's just constantly. I mean, the thing is you're doing it because these people are loved. People are like these people. They're inspired by these people. They're motivated by these people. And then for every great motherfucker, you got a fucking bitch ass motherfucker trying to pull them down. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
It's the weirdest shit. But you know what's crazy? I was just talking to Frankie Dad about this.
Shout out to Frankie Dad.
Yeah, shout out to Vic, man. And the thing was, and I was telling his mom this too, I said, it's the balance of life, right? So God created good and there's evil, yeah. right? And
can't then have one without
you can't have one without the other. So the thing is it creates balance. You know what I'm saying? So it's like no one person, my brother told me this too, shout out to my brother Derry. He is like, you know, one person is not supposed to be praised or just glorified, you know, just like, you know, like that, you know, and then at the same time, no one person is supposed to receive that much hate. And you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, it creates a balance. It has to have a balance. You know what I'm saying?
It's just like when people say, like, you can appreciate people that clap for you, give you love, but don't be so indulging that. Just like you won't be so indulging people that's hating on you all the time.
There you go.
You gotta find a medium because one can shift the other way and it'll throw you off. You're so enamored by the glory
yep.
that when hate come, it's you gonna throw you off. Yeah, so you just be down the middle. Just appreciate yep. the world you in, and you know what I'm saying, run right down the middle.
Big slim brain.
Yeah, you got to do that, you know, man. Because if you don't, your ass gonna be catapulted to
100%. Facts.
Don't let these people control your narrative, man.
But I just want to say this too before we jump off this topic. People pay attention to the people that would not be in the position they are without talking shit about people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you got to understand, we do Top of the Mook and we're talking about trending things. We're talking about
current events.
Right. But you got to understand, this ain't what built us. You get what I'm saying? Right. This ain't what built us.
Not at all.
We built us. From God built us.
From the seed.
You see what I'm saying? And y'all supported us. You see what I'm saying? But we weren't putting out vlogs talking shit about people for buzz. We weren't doing shit and coming at people's lives and trying to tear them down.
We never did that.
You see what I'm saying? So you got to really think about that. You know what I'm saying? So you got to pay attention to the people that I'm talking about, like a Skip Bayless. You know what I'm saying? Who's sitting there.
Fuck Skip.
And, I mean, shout out to the nigga, man. Obviously, whatever
fuck
he did,
that cracker.
He found his thing and
big
he's doing
white
it.
Man
but what he did is he inspired of a bunch of motherfucking people that are like him.
Yeah.
That just attack people
and
try to get money off of the back of attacking other people and trying to tear other people down.
That shit.
You got to understand, everything comes full circle of life. You know what I'm saying? So the shit you put out is the shit you're going to receive.
End up walking around look like Wendy
Williams.
I'm
pretty sure that nigga not the happiest motherfucker, man.
You don't walk around look like Wendy Williams and then all that shit talking.
That's a good fucking example.
Body,
free, pull up Wendy Williams and the shit that just her most recent site. Just type in Wendy Williams' recent site.
Looking all schizophrenic and bipolar, all in the skinnery.
Now, how crazy is that? You went from talking shit about everybody, tearing everybody down. You had everybody with you when you trying to tear everybody down and talk shit about them. And then now the roles reversed. Now everybody's talking shit about you. And that's why a lot of these motherfuckers won't even show their face when they talk shit about people. There's so many people.
Look at her foot right there. Get that one with the foot up, guy. Look at that face. God damn it. All that talking, baby. That's how you end. Look at that foot.
But you know what's crazy? You know where all that talking comes from? It comes from a place of insecurity. Damn.
Look at her foot.
That comes from a place of insecurity. She's insecure with herself. She's insecure with how she looks. So what she does is she talks about women who she thinks is beautiful. She talks about men who she thinks looks good.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, so she's attacking people that she really loves. And so really, none of this shit is real because none of the hate is really real. We talked about this before.
Yeah.
They really love you. So for the people that hate on you 24/7, they really love you so much that they're obsessive about
you. They worship you.
They worship you and they watch everything you do.
About you.
Crazy.
They're termites. They all on another nigga wood. They just growling all in it. They're obsessed with another nigga's wood, man. Like I always say, man, if I don't like McDonald's, right? I'm not going to go to McDonald's every single day and order a different meal every single day
and then talk shit about
and talk about how disgusting it is.
Right.
And then come back and then write about it and make videos about it. Come there every day.
Every day.
How are you going to think?
Watch everything they do.
You obsessed with a person.
100%.
You're worshiping them.
100%.
Like a person will love a person so much they kill them.
Yep.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
There
it's
is
the
no difference.
Thing. It's the same thing.
You know what I'm saying? How can you harm something you love that much? Because you're out your fucking mind. You worship. You're out.
You're mentally ill.
No question about it.
And then there's no way you can have any form of a life yourself if you're going to McDonald's every day and focus on everything McDonald's is doing.
Right.
You can't have a life of your own.
It's impossible.
It's fucking impossible. If you're if I'm watching everything McDonald's is
just
doing.
Just make a fan club. Just say you're a fan. Just do it that way.
And just say you love them.
Just do it that way, brother. You get more affection that
but
way.
But then they won't stand out.
They can't.
Because there's a lot of people that love them.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then that's why they won't do that. You know what I'm saying?
You
but it's crazy because everything does come full circle. Wendy Williams talking shit about everybody, built her whole career off of talking shit about people.
Ugly mama.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to make herself feel better about her own fucked up ways and fucked up things. You know what I'm saying? To tear down other people to build herself up. You know what I'm saying? But look at how that shit turned around on her. I don't feel bad for her. Now, here's the thing.
She should have felt bad for herself.
I don't feel bad for her, but I don't wish bad on her either. You get what I'm saying?
I do. Fuck that bitch.
This is like, stupid.
This is how, I should say that too, right? You know? I just say that too.
Yeah.
Like, man, I don't wish.
So what happened?
Person just talk about me. I don't wish no harm on them. God bless them. Man, fuck them. I want them to die.
Damn,
I want them paralyzed. I want them blind. I want them deaf. Oh, I don't want their taste buds to work. Fuck everything about
taste
them.
Taste buds
man.
Too, huh? Damn, man, you went deep.
Yeah, I don't
you
care
don't
about
want to
them.
Taste their food?
Motherfucker hate on me, die. Motherfucker talk shit about me, kill yourself.
Damn.
Motherfucker hate on me, drink poison. Motherfucker hate on me, dick don't work no more. Fuck
damn,
them.
That's a brutal one.
Let's give them the worst.
Your meat ain't working, God.
Fuck all that. Oh, bless you. God bless you, brother. I want you to have a good man. Fuck you.
Yeah, kill them kindness, brother.
It's paralyzed, man.
Yeah, I just do believe.
Fuck your mama too.
See, here's the thing. I do believe that I don't got to wish bad on you because bad's going to come to you because of how you're moving. You see what I'm saying?
I want to expedite it though. Motherfucker, shit.
The God.
I want to expedite the situation. I want them dead.
That's between them and God, brother.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? That's between them and God. But now everybody's talking shit about her. Everybody's coming at you. Your marriage fell apart. All this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of shit going on. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, now, look how everything came full circle. And then now, you ain't like, you made everybody the butt of your fucking jokes, and now you're the butt of the joke.
Ain't that crazy?
Some crazy shit.
You the fool. You having the butt of the joke. You the asshole of the joke. Shitty. Stinky booty.
The brown eyed motherfucker.
Motherfucker stank too.
Oh man!
Oh man! You see, they raided Donald Trump crib too.
I heard about that.
The one that he got his wife buried at it from Texas Jimsons.
Damn! So what happened?
I don't know. It's the FBI, you know, raided his resort, the Mar-a-Lago resort, on Monday, bro. They went on and raided that joint. We see they got some files. They're trying to take my dog down.
I was gonna say work. That's your guy right there.
That's my guy right there, man. You know I'm big.
Big white.
Tell him to
man,
take that shit off his fucking head.
Big Caucasian man.
Yeah, he ain't taking nothing. He don't care about nothing.
Tell him to take that shit off his
that's
fucking
head.
That's
the way to live life, man.
You see where that motherfucker flew up?
He don't even care.
Shit.
Do we ever talk about
Augusta
it?
Augusta Weed, that motherfucker flew up.
My dog's such a G, he don't give a fuck about what nobody say, do. It don't matter. He's doing him.
And for you gotta insert the clip, brother, when his toupee flew up.
He don't give a fuck. Not none of that. Toupee schmooche.
Yeah.
And they got Chris with gold on the motherfucking roof, man.
He do got big gold. He still got the Trump Towers, too.
And he sold them.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he sold them. I think Floyd got some ownership in them now.
Oh, damn, for real?
Yeah.
He was like enough.
Yeah, he sold it to a group. But yeah, man.
You think they going to change the name?
I think so, too. It's still the same, though.
Change the fucking name, man.
Please change the name, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I fuck with him, but not like it's over with. I fuck with
you,
him.
Would you ever stay at this hotel?
No. Yeah. I ain't no Trumper. I just fuck with Trump.
But imagine,
as a person.
Okay, so here's the thing. So you motherfuckers that support Trump, right?
Yeah.
That's really on that type of
yeah,
time.
I ain't
I'm
on
talking
that
about
type
Confederate
of
flag
yeah,
type
I,
of time.
That's what I'm saying. I don't get that.
So okay, for the ones that's like that, that really fuck with him and really support him,
right?
They gonna stay at that nigga hotel when they get the opportunity.
Oh, they can't wait to stay.
So imagine you go stay in that motherfucker. And you a Trump supporter? How bad? How they gonna look at you?
Yeah, I ain't no
you
Trump.
You ain't blending
supporter.
In there.
I ain't no Trump supporter. I fuck with Trump though.
You do fuck with him.
I'm saying I ain't gonna never. I didn't vote for him or nothing. You know what I'm saying? But I fuck with him as a person.
I thought you did, Tate.
I made a mistake voting for Biden shit.
Oh, okay.
I got rich with Trump.
Biden been fucking up, man.
Big time.
What the fuck?
It cost me a lot of money, man.
Yeah.
Fuck Biden.
Biden been
retarded.
Oh, shit, look at that motherfucking look.
Look at my nigga Trump. Little skunk head nigga. He keeping that hair alive though. He don't give a damn. Look at him. Man, Trump the man.
He said he gonna go right up to a bitch, grab the pussy. He was talking that
that's
dumb.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, that's rape, man.
Well, yeah, I don't know about all that,
that's
brother.
Tight. You just going to run up to her whether she wanted or not, going to grab the pussy?
Nah, I ain't aware if she wanted or not, brother. We ain't doing that.
I think he might have said that. Did he say that?
Nah, he ain't
allegedly?
Said like that, though.
Oh, Lord!
Sound pretty aggressive.
He just saying like, hey, baby, you like me, I'm going to go up and grab her in the pussy.
Is that what he said?
I don't know. He shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I ain't with that. I ain't going to lie. I ain't with all that shit now. He went too extreme. Shout out to my nigga, but I don't advise nobody, especially you black.
Yeah, I don't know what exactly we said, but here's what I will say.
Yeah,
it sounded fucking aggressive.
Yeah, yeah. If you a
black man,
don't you do that.
Yeah.
Don't you do that. But shout out to my nigga Trump, man. Like I said, I ain't too fond of him as president. even though no, I did come up during his companionship, whatever you want to call it. What was it? Presidency?
Yeah.
A lot of people get a lot of money, a lot of the scamming on them. Niggas did go crazy with it. And, and the streets was actually cool until the end.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas was safe out here. Yeah. During that time, it was cool. Everybody got money. Hell yeah.
Okay.
Everybody was getting money. Everybody was living.
Is ever safe for niggas.
But it was good for a second. But as soon as that shit ended, that shit dried up.
Yeah. Well, real quick.
Oh, Lord!
Speaking of presidents, right? I don't know if you watched the movie yet. Did you watch
Joe
Elvis?
Joe Biden.
Did you watch Elvis?
No, I ain't watched it yet.
You got to watch it, brother. This is what I was about to go into talking about next time. Yeah. So anyway, I wanted to just touch on this real quick.
I got
to
watch
it. If you haven't watched Elvis, go watch that shit. Good ass movie.
Okay.
Good.
Pray, the number one movie going out right now. They saying that motherfucker the movie of the year.
What's that?
Pray.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. Definitely. I can't wait. You don't get me started with that one. You know, I go deep in talking about Pray, man.
Okay, I keep going.
But
Do research.
I like Elvis.
Okay. I always fucked with him. You told me not like. He don't like black people. You told me that.
I ain't say that shit. I say he love black people.
Oh, my mama said don't
like. Yeah. That's probably, it sound like your mama.
Yes,
But here's the thing. Elvis. We all know Elvis' story for the most part. If you don't, this movie is a good way to fill you in. Right?
Then he had like a 14-year-old damn wife, though, didn't he?
Say he met when he was 14. Now, see, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? For sure. That's definitely. That's definitely.
Oh, Lord!
Woo.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, yeah, but he married her at 21.
Oh,
so if he married her at 21, don't justify the 14s.
Yeah,
now.
He been goddamn pedo wedo.
Wow, crazy.
For sure.
But the thing was, though, you know, he got the swagger roof and all that from niggas.
For the niggas, they showed that in the movie.
From the culture.
They showed that in the movie.
They showed that. They kept it G.
Oh, for real?
Oh, they kept it G. That's why I say I fuck with the movie because they kept it G.
Oh, I got to see that.
He's tapping in with B.B. King, running back to the hood.
I remember B.B. King, yeah, yeah.
He's running back to the hood to get inspiration and motivation for the
real?
Culture. Yeah.
Oh, I got to watch it. Don't
but
tell
me and Jazz
no more,
watching
man.
It. And this is the thing, though. This is crazy. But this is why I went into the whole presidency thing because they got the president all there acting dumb. Like, hey, man, we're going to put him in jail and put him in the army.
Yeah, because he's trying to stop him.
Yeah, and he's promoting too much Negro culture. That's
they said all that?
Yeah, nigga. It was all. That's why I said, y'all got to, you got to go watch the movie.
Lord!
The movie touched on so many different pieces of life.
Mm.
That one, and the systematic oppression, that's just one.
Right.
Right? Two, lets you know that niggas have come up with something that's the most legendary thing ever that's been existing for hundreds of years, but then a white person mainstreams it, put it to the white people. White people got a hard time processing and supporting black culture, but let a white person do what a black man does. Oh, it goes to the mook, and then they act like they originated everything. That's one. That go back to the Temptations.
That's from everything.
When they was taking the face off of niggas and
cookies.
Putting white people's faces on the vinyl discs and all that stuff back
Jack
then.
Jack Daniel was a black man had to steal the recipe.
See what I'm saying?
Come on, man. Yeah.
So here's the thing. So it's like they touched on that, right? And not only did they touch on that, but then they also touched on being the dancing monkey of the circus.
What that
does to your brain.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And then once they tired of seeing the same old monkey dancing, they beat it on the head with a fucking stick and throw it in the goddamn garbage and bring the new monkey that got some new moves with
them.
A different type of energy and then castrate his motherfucking ass.
Yeah.
You see? That's the shit that they touch on too.
Oh.
It's all a chorus, dog. On the shit that they talk about.
And not just that,
it shows you that white people get it too.
Because
there was some motherfuckers that was at him. And it was some slickster, shyster, cutthroat, grimy motherfuckers, boy. Fucking that was on
his
team.
See, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Big white man.
See, big white man.
Oh, yeah,
man,
it was definitely.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, oh, Trump don't like black people. He don't give a fuck. He care about money.
Yeah.
Big white man, pure white man mode. Yep. They don't give a fuck about nothing but the cash.
Big Caucasian,
they trying to hold your nigga ass back. They don't give a fuck about nothing, man.
But it do got a little extra stink because you is a black man.
They want to hold you back for not getting understanding.
If you are a pure motherfucking, or even look like a pure type motherfucker that got some understanding, that, or
big white man.
Yeah. That's they mode, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, where the
black man.
Yeah.
When you got a smidgen of that,
they going to slow you
down. They
all
want you out of there.
Because
they're going to put a little extra stink on it.
They know your potential. They know what we can do with it, so they want to slow it down. I get
for
that.
Sure.
But they want to eradicate anybody. But when it comes to us, they put a little extra little dynamite on there.
Thank you.
Because once we learn how we learn, because look what we've done. Because
you got to keep them out of the fortress type.
Yeah, because we get in the fort, we're going to redecorate that motherfucker.
Yeah, 100%.
Everybody
ain't nobody decorate better than the
black man.
So can't, man.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
They know that.
Nothing is more has more cooler influence than a
black man.
It ain't even compared.
And that goes back to the end of time. It was bland.
Yep.
It was big, Pleasantville, bland, Stepford Wives.
Yep.
And then the
black man.
And the black woman came into the mix. And then the singing, the stepping.
Because
you got to understand, Elvis started doing all the crazy.
Where you
James
get that from?
Listen, man.
James.
Listen.
James Black.
Black man.
Has been doing the shit that Elvis was doing way before. But what happened is, though, it would put a little different stank on it. was the white man started. It was like when the white man first dunked the basketball. They all
this is crazy.
Black niggas been to.
Been 360 through the legs.
Boom. Choo! Flushing it too.
For sure.
But then the thing is though, it's like if somebody in the white NBA come through and they go through the legs in the middle of the game, boom, and they do some Vince Carter shit. It's gonna be crazy to us, even the black or white people, because
I still look at the crib like the little dude that played for the Lakers, a white boy, he was dunking on niggas, Mac, whatever his name is. He was cold.
100%, no different than
that. Got to the league, big regular.
Who is it, Jason Williams?
Cold, though.
See, but the niggas been doing it.
Jason Williams is cold. White chocolate was tight raw, though. I can't give it to him.
Here's the thing. We got the professor. You got the professor coming on here, right?
Yeah, that's my guy.
The professor stood out because why?
Big white man mode.
So that's what, and that's what Elvis, the movie Elvis, touches on. And that's why I fuck with it, though.
That's hard.
They kept it G'd not to the fullest magnitude.
They ain't get full, yeah.
Come on, they ain't never gonna do that. They gonna get too much understanding
sprinkle
to the culture.
The wrinkle.
But the thing is, though, they did touch on it, and it's read between the lines. You catch it, and then not only that, but it gives you the understanding of what fame and money can do to the closest people
he
to
died.
You.
How old was he when
he
died?
I think he was fucking 42, 52, or 42, I think. You know what I'm saying? Damn, can you pull that up?
Definitely don't think he made it 52.
No, I think it was 42.
Yeah, he had to be young.
I think it was 42. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, but let's get some understanding, bro, and what it does, and then being the dancing monkey of the circus, and then not owning
and
the circus.
And running out of juice type.
And running out of juice.
And they digging in that pocket.
And they digging in the pocket while you also running out of juice and trying to come up with creativity,
and they get
but
you
got to keep dancing.
They're tired of that suit. Yep. They're tired of that goddamn sprinkling ass suit.
Yep.
Damn.
And then the weight fluctuated. They showed all
and
the whole understanding.
And all that, falling off his face.
Yeah. He was 42. Or
damn, 53 to 77.
Yeah, so I think that's, shit, you know me.
That's 23. Nah, he got to be lower than that now.
Yeah, hold on, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, there you go. 42. Yeah, that's right. 42. Yeah, come on, brother. Yeah,
that nigga was fat in the mook, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, man. Shit. Bro, but when you watch it, bro, I'm telling you, you got to sit down and watch the shit.
They show the whole mook to the death.
They show the whole shit to the death, dog. You know what I'm saying? And it's full understanding.
My nigga Tom Hanks in there, ain't
he? Yeah, he is. And boy, they had Tommy. You ain't never wanted. He was like, you know what Tom Hanks was to Elvis?
The nigga from Fire Heartbeat.
Samuel Jackson on Django. He was that. As they had Tom Hanks being that type though, with the purest of deceitfulness and the
damn
man, I never seen Tom Hanks in a bad light like that one, boy. Where you damn near, you hate Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks got a black son. He white though.
Yeah, I fuck with Tom Hanks. He seemed like a legendary dude.
Black,
you know what I'm saying? But he did this role so motherfucking good.
You hate his fucking guts.
You hate his fucking guts.
Shout
in that
Tom
movie.
Hanks, man.
And then, but on at the same token though,
right.
That motherfucker was doing that shit, boy. But the thing was, and now here's the thing, though. It goes back to what we was talking about in episode 32. When you talk about you give a motherfucker a push,
right.
And then they don't keep.
They want everything.
They want everything. Gave a motherfucking push, wanted his life.
Damn.
Yep. And then the thing was, is it also shows you what being overly loyal does to you, too, in
this
game.
That's true.
You see what I'm saying? Overly loyal when people keep showing you time and time again, and all the people close to you is telling you about this motherfucker, and then you keep fucking with them. You see what I'm saying? And then not only that, but then there's no change. There's no evolution in the game. And you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
He was just too overly loyal. I don't want to tell y'all all the movie if you haven't watched the spoiler alert.
I gotta say it, man. Shout out to Elvis, man. I ain't seen it yet, and I'm a big Elvis fan.
You gotta watch it.
You know, I fuck with one of the ones type niggas. Elvis is definitely
one of the ones.
For sure. For sure, for sure. You know what I'm saying?
And it died
And this is another thing that kind of changed my perception with Elvis, too. We don't know all the behind-the-scenes stories and how it went with B.B. King and everybody, all the black people they do. We don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Heard the little sprinkles, yeah.
But the dude, Tom Hanks, was stopping him from giving full glory to.
Oh, every time he wanted to say it, man, I got it from the guys, man.
Got to go watch
your motherfucking ass.
That's a read between the line take I took from it. You know what I'm saying? But the thing was, is Elvis though, he fucked with black people, bro. From what they perceived and showed,
right?
Like he was fucking with the culture for show for show.
Because a lot of people say he was racist though. I hear that a lot.
You know what? I think
he probably said
he white, man. He white.
He's still white. Yeah. Okay, I get it. Yeah.
He
still got that
big white man move. Big Caucasian man.
For sure.
He fucked with his
buddy. It's gonna be a little. Come on, brother. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga out there, like Mel Gibson.
You know what I'm saying? But. Mel Gibson way
his
crazy.
Number one movie is goddamn Lethal Weapon with the black man, but he was saying get the pack
and
of niggers.
He said, I hope they fucking gang bang you.
Yeah, with a pack of fucking monkey niggers, though.
Yeah, he went crazy.
You know he
don't
black
you
people.
Be mad when they fucking, what?
You know he fuck with black people.
Nah, man, but no. So this is the crazy part. This is the last part I'm going to touch on with the Elvis shit.
Let's go.
Right? The thing was, is when you watch it, bro, you're going to see, like how he dressed. He was fully going to the culture. They didn't have him building these suits up in Beverly Hills. He going to
where
the
where you
culture.
Get him from?
You got to go watch it, but I don't want to tell everything.
Dapper Dan made him?
But no, he went straight to the culture, went straight to the people, and then he was inspired. So when he had that blue suede, with the blue suede shoes with the coordination, he got it all.
From the motherfucking
black man.
From the pure culture. You know what I'm saying? And then the thing was is, in the movie, I don't know what the real story was, but in the movie they portray that he was always giving up glory to the culture, the black culture,
right.
You know what I'm saying, for inspiring them. You know what I'm saying? I never even knew he grew up with black people. Did you know that?
Nope.
Grew up with black people.
Wow.
Didn't even know that either. You see what I'm saying? Until I watched the movie, he grew
like
up
Larry
with
Bird type.
Yeah, went, yep, for sure. But grew up with black people, went to black churches. Oh, what? Yeah, bro. Got to watch it. That's how I'm going to end it.
The God.
Got to watch
I
it.
I did not know that, bro. I thought he learned to move from Forrest Gump.
I thought he copyright infringement type the whole understanding.
But you he was mingling with the mingling.
He grew up with black people.
What?
Yep.
I got to watch
that. But the dude, Tom Hanks, the one that Tom Hanks played, kept him away from people. Like, you know what I'm saying? From going back to the culture and singing back in the communities and being out there and inspiring the young
Elvis
black
people. Elvis is a motherfucking
black man.
Crazy.
Wow.
Crazy.
I knew I always liked him, bro.
Yep.
Well, speaking on some black man, this OnlyFans model killed that black nigga boy that was saying he only liked white girls. She killed this black
sounded
nigga.
Sounded like three of them when he was going crazy.
Who?
The old three of them. Not the evolved one.
What did the old three of them say? That put change to that.
Pull up his tweets. Pull up his tweets for Reed, the black man. Where he said when he was showing his tweets. He said, man, you ghetto asshole. You talking crazy.
I don't talk like that. I never,
said
that.
Never in the day ever?
Never.
Ever?
Got me totally, Mr. Scooter.
Well, are you sure?
Most 100%.
You got to pull up some of them all three of them vlogs.
Yeah, sure. Pull them up. I got a full vlog say why I only date white girls.
What about some of them lives?
Pull them up. I never talk about black women like that. I talked about everybody.
No, I wouldn't say you talked about them in a super disrespectful way.
Right. Way, so, brother, in what way?
But I'm saying is you was being three of them, brother. Give me your fullest activated mode.
Give me an example.
I'm trying to say, brother.
Don't plagiarize. Give me exactly what I'm saying.
I can't remember, brother. There's a lot. There's a lot of shit. You said a lot of said the shit.
Don't get it fucked up or Mr. Scrooge.
Don't you do that. Don't you do that.
You're one of my closest comrades, brother. Don't you putting words in my mouth.
Nah, okay.
I never disrespected black women like that.
Okay. Apologies, brother. As far as words in the mouth, but you didn't went crazy. Now let's tap out to that.
I mean,
on full three of them activated mode, keep it G.
The most I said everything to everybody at full three of them activated.
Okay, thank you.
But when it comes directly to black women, I never said nothing derogatory like
that.
Yeah,
I never said you sat down, had a real conversation, and disrespected black women,
or even in passing, like not like this corny nigga.
No, I didn't say, hey, brother, that's you, that's him, and you three of them.
You said he acted like the three of them.
No, I said the words again.
Three of them.
No, I'm saying the only thing I ever said is I'm a nigga that in most. Most niggas who agree that we'll rather fuck a five white than a five black.
You can say that.
I hold black girls at a higher court. I'd rather get the top ones. You know what I'm saying? I take a bottom barrel white over a bottom barrel black. You know what I'm saying? That's the most I'm going to say. But other than that, I don't want no ghetto white bitch like that to that degree. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody want no ghetto.
So I like them in high class when it comes to motherfucking that ass.
I got to find his tweets. Hold on.
Find it. Who dude's tweets?
Yeah.
Find them. I never talk about some ghetto, I don't want them type degree. You know what I'm saying? That goes for universal. I like a white girl that listens to goddamn Britney Spears and Bette Midler and shit like that, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's what I'm on. I don't want no ghetto white bitch or black bitch, nigga. I want a mother got some shit going on. Comments. And don't get me fucked. Hold on.
Don't get it fucked up or Mr. Scrooge.
Fuck them all, though. His name is Christian O'Bumley, skinny. Whatever his name is. Put his name.
Okay,
Christian O'Bumley.
Yeah, why you chop his name like that, though,
black,
brother?
Fuck him. Black girl tweets, whatever. But anyway, the OnlyFans model, the white girl that beat him up or whatever, one time they got a video of him fighting in the elevator, you know what I'm saying, which is crazy. But she was actually, you know what I'm saying, charged with his murder. You know what I'm saying? Got to understand, like, 2 days later, she was at a bar drinking or some shit, chilling, and a black girl went up on him, went crazy. So, got some of his tweets?
Yeah, okay, I got to pull it up.
And the black girls are celebrating his goddamn death, too. That's crazy.
Hey, Fareed, go ahead, brother. I'm going to have you pull it up right here, man. I got it to your phone.
Let's pull up some of his tweets. Because a lot of black girls was roasting him, like, even when Kevin Samuels died.
Yeah, they gave up on him tight.
Yeah, like aha, nigga, you love these white girls you get. I don't love no white girl. Now, I love all pussy.
Would you ever go to the extent of full of ignorant black women? That sounds like
hell no.
No? The world ain't full of them tape?
Man, hell no. I don't believe that.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm testing, brother. I'm quizzing right now, brother.
Give me all the tests.
I want to see what three I'm going to get.
Let me get all the tests. I'm going to keep it pure with you now.
The way black girls disgrace themselves on TV?
Hell no.
Okay.
All busy disgrace themselves.
Okay. That sounds pretty universal, three of them right now.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Here goes another one. Once again, I'm tired of these black girls in my government class. I don't know what that one was about.
That nigga tripping. She deserved to kill that nigga. That nigga's a lame.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Fuck that nigga, man.
Why is there always got to be one ghetto black boy in the black talking through her class? Get out, chill. That definitely, that ain't the black women though, but
I would never say that in no
class. No, the get out part, the get out.
Probably like in a movie theater or something, but I never really encountered that. Only time right. I encountered that, I put a gun to the nigga back of his head. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, brother, why you gotta get violent?
Yeah, that nigga was, I think he didn't want to shut the fuck up.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I don't move like that. See, I'm an ignorant nigga, but I'm pure with my ignorance. You know what I'm saying? Okay. It's universal across the board. I talked about everybody.
Yeah,
you know
true. What I'm saying? No, but I didn't say you ain't talking about everybody.
Yeah, I know. But only time I really go to that level is when I'm getting trolled and when I'm just having fun. You know that. It's not really my thought.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. But it has been said.
Not about black women, because black women don't troll me.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? You got to think about it. Niggas, I talk about little project niggas and all that. Get the fuck
out of here. You have done that though.
Yeah, keep y'all little peasant black asses where you at. I'm a rich nigga like that.
Stay away from the black women.
Oh, I don't. For what? They never did. They love me. They never did nothing but good shit to me. My freakiest nasty that paid me the most money when I was a black bitch. I ain't got no problem with no black hoes.
Okay, I love a black bitch. What I heard. So let me get y'all understanding where my thought pattern
was. Let's go, brother. Take him down the yellow brick road.
What he said was some pure ignorant shit.
That's what it is.
Towards black women.
Yep.
And even the black boy in the class.
Yep.
Ignorant, right? For
sure. Big time.
And you're highly ignorant at times.
But see, that's the thing about three of them.
Damn!
Talk to me.
I got intelligent ignorance.
So you do I know got to, intelligent ignorance.
So like if you really break it down, I know how to talk around things by talking about things. I'm never going to put myself in a pigeonhole.
With the blatant move.
Yeah, I'm not retarded.
Okay.
I'm ignorant, but I'm intelligent ignorance. You know what I'm saying? So like, true. People got old live streams of me, right?
Right.
Where I'm talking about every single race. Mexicans this, black people this, and they try to take pieces. They're embarrassing themselves because I'm talking about every single race.
People actually do that, huh?
Yeah, they used to do that shit all the time. So it's like, they're retarded.
They doing that now?
They did before. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But it's like, I was talking about everybody. I'm talking about black.
Okay, but
I don't know, but there's someone.
You got to go through the archives.
Like, you can't win because I'm having a live stream when, hey, everybody can say whatever they want about me. I can say whatever about you. Call in. We're going to have fun.
And it's entertaining.
Yeah. Say what you deep think when you're driving your car.
That shit was funny.
Yeah, it was hilarious. So it's like, we know it's not real.
Right.
Nigga, you can say whatever you want about me. I can say whatever about you. That was just the live stream.
We roast each other.
It's fun.
Right.
Say what you want. I'm a nigga. Yeah, you this and that. They don't give a fuck. It's not real life. You know what I'm saying? Because I fucked every species of bitch that ever walked this earth. I'm cool with everybody. I still talk about crackers all the time. It's funny.
Not me. You ain't racist or ignorant, though.
It's just funny. I'm racist. I ain't position of power. I can't stop. See, to be racist, you got to be in a position of power.
Yeah.
I can't stop a white man from doing nothing. They can stop me from doing anything.
So what about the white women that fuck nothing but niggas?
What about
them? And then saying ignorant nigga shit.
Right.
Right? And but ain't in a position of power. She could be racist. Right?
Because she white. Because she can change anything. She can say one thing about a nigga ass is out of there.
Right.
For sure. Indian white bitch changer. Still got more power than a rich nigga.
Yeah, that's a fact, though. That's a
so
fact.
So let's keep it real.
That's
you
a
know
fact.
What I'm
that's
but,
a fact.
But yeah, so that's why.
Your ignorance is a smart ignorance, though.
For sure.
Then, when you put it like that, it is true because you don't ever, like when you're having a real conversation where you're talking about some real shit.
Right.
Even on times where you're being ignorant, you are very strategic in how you do it.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
I give you that one.
And I'm being real. Like,
ignorant still, though.
Oh, extremely.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm even though when I talk crazy, it's coming from a organic perspective.
Right.
So, I go straight down the middle, but I'm going to give you a different light to see it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm going to be on this side, I'm going to be on this side, but you really don't know how I'm going.
Right.
But at the end of the journey, you'll be like, damn, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
So, they can listen to all this shit and be like, damn, if you actually think about it, that do make sense.
But if you listen to you in a clip, they're going to just be like, this
yeah, so when I talk about Donald Trump, you never said about black people, and you go do your research, you be like, damn, man, what did he really say to niggas?
Why that is true, because even when you asked me, I remember when you asked me on that episode, I thought about saying.
It might sound ignorant, but show
it
me.
It did make a nigga think, though.
He be chilling. Like, he just a fucking cracker. You know what I'm saying?
Big white man mode. Big Caucasian man.
I can talk about white people all day. That's fun.
Boy, but you be talking like a
black man.
For sure. Oh, for how you sure. Music, boy.
But I fuck everybody. I got, man, I'm cool with everybody, really. Yeah. It's just funny. It's just funny to say cracker and talk about white folks a little bit. We can't stop the motherfucker from nothing, nigga. Yeah. Shit, I just got to get my fun. The advantage a nigga got in this world, we able to say what the fuck we want.
Yeah.
Let me just keep that advantage.
Yeah, that's the only thing that a
black man
this gets an excuse for because it was pure tormentry for fucking.
Right?
Yeah.
They try to put a position now like we can't do that. They trying to take that away from us.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dave Chappelle.
Yep.
That's our only
another
advantage.
Black man.
Let us
doing that at a high level.
You don't mean no harm for real. Yeah, like, come on, brother.
For sure.
Had two white bitches.
And white people love him too.
For sure, man. So it's just love. But yeah, bro, I know what you're saying, and I'm glad we
you
can
definitely know what I'm saying.
Because I don't talk like that. I don't like that shit.
Yeah.
I told you, nigga, I put niggas that have a black woman in high regards when I see
for sure,
a nigga that got some bread. Like,
you did
damn.
Say that recently.
Yeah, recently when I got money. I'm trying to cover up.
A God.
I got some black nigga deals in the works now, play. But no, it's a dude from the Rams. Like, one of the league. Like I said, I saw him with a black wife. I'm like, damn, nigga got a black wife? The big, the buff nigga, the nigga, like, the linebacker, whatever it is. He like one of them.
Well, baby,
buff.
Three of them tight.
Nah, he way bigger than me. I ain't gonna lie. Oh, okay. That nigga motherfucker huge. But he had a cold black wife.
I'm trying to gas you up.
I appreciate that, brother. You know what I'm saying? Trying to redeem it. White man. You know what I'm saying? We call that the white man shaker. They shake your hand at the stab in the back. The Virginia Exchange.
Not over this way.
The Virginia Pussage. Right. You know what I'm saying? Take everything from
but yeah,
people.
No, it is really legendary, bro. And definitely when you're a successful black man, yeah. Right? It's like reproducing with a black woman could be the best thing you do for the culture.
For sure.
Because you do not see a successful white man like Jeff Bezos with a black woman.
For sure.
You see,
man.
What I'm saying? So
shout out to Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro, yeah, but legendary. But here's the thing, though. It's like you wouldn't see that. That's not a common thing. But you'll see it. It's very common with a black man being successful and being with a white woman. Now, here's the thing. There's nothing wrong. You can be whatever you want to be with. If you want to be with a white woman, be with a white woman.
For
you
sure.
Know what I'm saying? We're just saying that as far as for the culture and then creating more black excellence and putting it into the world, you know what I'm saying? Because they do that strategically.
Yep.
We don't do it strategically. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not I'm not disrespecting nobody to do it because there's cool niggas that got white
wives. If you want to be with a white woman,
but I just say, like, damn, I see a nigga that got some shit like that. It's just doper to me.
Yeah, for sure.
It is what it is,
for
bitch.
Sure.
And this nigga's a bitch ass nigga. That's why that white bitch kills you. That's what you get, nigga.
Yeah. And she had all the blood drenched on her and all that. Damn.
And she was at the next day partying like this. Well, she was twerking, dude.
And then when they picked her up, they said she was in Hawaii.
She was in Hawaii sucking new black dick. She said she love a black sausage now.
she said
love a black
but
one.
But she said they was out there doing like the mental health stuff. And
yeah, she was out there getting fucked by them goddamn Hawaiian niggas throwing that Tongan dick in her.
Yeah.
That, throwing that Hawaiian motherfucker.
Yeah. Black man.
Hawaiian. Throwing that rock dick in her.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Straight up. I'm trying to tell you, brother.
I fuck a Hawaii native, man.
I got to go. I'm going to go next week.
Yeah, Samoans, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I fuck with them niggas. Always
did. Yeah, for sure.
San Diego's a lot of the big Tongan motherfuckers. Yeah, yeah. It's cool.
They fuck with us out in Hawaii heavy. Every time I've been to Hawaii, out in Hawaii. For sure. For sure.
I'm going to definitely go out there and get some good motherfucking wine pussy. I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm some good goddamn old bitch from the luau.
Episode 34, man. In 34. The chamber, man.
Hey, listen up, man. Fuck this white black nigga. She killed you.
You calling him a nigga nerd, man?
Yeah, he a nigga nerd. She goddamn, how you get killed by a white bitch like that, nigga? You should be ashamed of yourself.
Damn,
man.
I thought you would have been able to.
He must have been drunk, though, or some Molly or something.
Or she got him while he's sleeping or something.
Yeah, and just put that shit in his neck.
Like, I couldn't just see it going toe to toe and then getting you.
And I'm glad she got a charge.
Unless that first one was a good.
To the just junked him out.
Shit.
Just kind of just leaked him up.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. So RIP to, fuck him. Ain't no RIP. Glad she got.
Hey, rest in peace to him, man. Because at the end of the day, I know three about to go crazy. I had to stop you. Listen, here's the thing. Right now, just because he put up some ignorant shit back then doesn't mean that's what he was on when he passed. You see what I'm saying? Everybody got a pass.
That is 2012, though.
That's 2012, bro. You see what I'm saying? And another one's 2011. So it's like.
Okay, so let me relax.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. Everybody can evolve. And then the thing is, you can't base everything off mistakes that people made in the past because he might have really been that. He might have been the right. She probably killed him. You don't know the story. He could have been like, I'm leaving you for a black woman.
Yeah.
And she could have been that. You see what I'm saying?
He could have evolved. Fucked up or misconstrued.
He could have evolved. You know what I'm saying? And everybody made mistakes and said some wild shit before. Or nobody's making it right. Nobody's justifying it.
Right.
But nah, people
he was a kid. If he was a kid, if he's in college, he's a kid, then I don't wish that on him. Now I look at it, and I thought it was said 22, nigga. I'm like, nigga, fuck this nigga.
Oh,
I'm like, this nigga tripping.
Yeah, but he died in 21, type.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay. You sure? No. When did he die? This nigga tripping. When she kill this nigga? When she kill this coon?
Had to be 21. Type 22. Type 2020. Big 2021. Let's see. I'm
22, man.
Why guy's name right here? Let me see. I'm gonna look up
22, man.
Let me see. Hold on. Here we go. We're gonna make this one real quick, man. You think it's 22?
Had to be, man. I mean, it can't be. No, it could be 21 though, but I think it's 22 because it wasn't that long ago.
Let me see.
But time be flying around this motherfucker, boy.
Yeah, you're right though. Time do be flying. April 3rd.
April 3rd. When did that?
Hold on, let me make sure.
That's 22.
Sure. Let me make sure I am completely wrong.
It's
and you are completely right.
It's 22.
It was 22.
It is 20. It got it because it wasn't that long ago, bro.
You're right.
You got to think about it. She's just not getting charged.
Yeah.
So they ain't going to wait.
That's true.
That
it was 4 months.
Yeah,
it was 4 months. You're right. You got it.
That's why I thought it was 22.
Yeah, so, 100%. It would have been funny if you'd have been wrong, though.
That would have been hilarious.
Yeah, ain't too many times I get you.
Yeah, it got me, bro.
I try to get you real quick.
Yeah, almost. But all right, now let me recant. You know what I'm saying? That's some 10 years ago. That nigga
three of recant?
That nigga probably was a kid in college. He said he was in, you know what I'm saying, his class and all that.
100%.
And that was 10 years ago.
Facts.
So RIP that, man. I don't know what's going on behind them scenes. Fuck that bitch, man. know what I'm saying? But we don't know what happens. He probably beat the...
You don't know the two sides of every story.
Let me shut the fuck up. 100%. Because you just don't know.
You just don't know. You can't judge.
That's true. You never know, bro. Like, all that shit is funny. Okay, y'all laugh high. But it's some real shit. You never know what happened. You know what I'm saying? Especially in this level of goddamn lifestyle, bro. It's different.
100%.
OnlyFans, little weirdo bitch. Who knows what went on, man? You know what I'm saying?
Man, don't know. Or she could have been really smart. You ain't no telling.
Who knows?
Ain't no fucking telling.
She charged with the murder. At least, you know what I'm saying, it's an even playing field. Because most of the time when something like this happened on a black dude, he the arrested the first night, charged him, death penalty.
For sure. 4 months. Come on, man. That's because she's a real white
woman.
Let's
figure out what happened to get our due diligence.
Yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? We'll never know. But one thing I do know is this was episode 30 motherfucking 4, man. Send the chamber. Episode 35 coming up, man. Make sure y'all stay hot in the motherfucking pot and
link
ready for it
all.
Link
below in the description, man. Get that motherfucking Hellcat. Goddamn. 100%. Oil can, man.
Go,
get it right.
Oil catch can, man. Go get that Tell motherfucker right man. Now, man. You know what I'm saying? If you want to get an oil catch can for a Hellcat, man. Make sure you go over and do that, man. What's the name?
Jack Spina. Jack Spina.
100%.
So you think
man.
It says Spania. That's why I got to look at it again.
Because it's a legendary name. You know what I'm saying?
It is a cold name. Shout out to Jack.
It got to put a little stank on that motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? We appreciate that partnership and love. Anybody else that want to be part of the campaign, man, we going and growing. It's going to be the biggest podcast in the world. $100 million is going to be going on. So we want you to be part of it now. The bigger we are, the more we grow, we want you to go with us. Make it easier for yourself later. So with that being said, any business opportunities, ballornothingelse@yahoo.com, email or direct Instagram, Mr. Organic, one word. Let's get it going, man. End of episode. How you feel, man? Shout out to Elvis.
Y'all know I don't see no DMs or none of that stuff, so that's the...
Yeah, so don't waste your time.
Yeah. But I appreciate the support, though. If you sent me something and I didn't see it, I refuse to let it, I love you, too. I refuse to let it engulf me. But what did you say? What was your question?
But yeah, end of the episode, man.
Man, live life. Don't judge people, man. And do your motherfucking shit, man. And focus on you. Don't focus on other motherfuckers, man. That's it, man. And learn from the mistakes of other people. If you're seeing shit like this and all the shit that we talking about, learn from the mistakes, man. A wise man learn from other people's mistakes, not his own. And sometimes we got to bump our own motherfucking head, but learn from your own mistakes, too. And don't judge people for making mistakes. That's all I got to say.
Man, that's super true, man. So I just want to say, man, yeah, even though sometimes I jump off the diving board head first, but I'm going to see what's going on in that water before I come back up. You hear me? So if I come back up and want to look right, hey, man, I'm going to explain it to you thoroughly. So with that being said, man, fuck everybody. Three on the motherfucking
blew my damn eardrum.
We up out of here.
Real black guard boy. One of the ones.
One of the ones.
The jig is up.
Shut up.
Come on,
don't you
hate
fuck
up. Yeah.
Hey, top of the move.
Go.
Yeah. Every time she see me, nigga, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud, made my mama proud. Every time she see me, she just cracks a smile.
Nigga, three, y'all.